Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect mostly sunny skies and highs around 90 over the next few days. Let's get things started downtown. Miami voters will decide in November on the future of the 40-year-old James L. Knight Center and Hyatt Regency Hotel. That's a slice of publicly owned property that could undergo a massive redevelopment. City commissioners just voted to place a question on the November 8 ballot. It will ask whether the city should allow developers to do a $1.5 billion overhaul of the Miami River site. Hyatt Hotels and two other companies have proposed a privately funded plan to replace the convention center complex with a three-tower structure. It would include 615 hotel rooms, 1,500 apartments, meeting space, and a riverfront promenade. In food news, the Bayshore Club is finally open in Coconut Grove. The long-awaited restaurant and bar at the Regatta Harbor development occupies the former space of Scotty's Landing. The retro-chic restaurant from Grove Bay Hospitality Group takes full advantage of its waterfront location, allowing guests to arrive by land or by sea. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In crypto news, Miami plans to sell 5,000 digital art pieces as part of a new partnership with Time magazine to support artists and generate revenue for the city and publisher. Commissioners just authorized administrators to finalize a plan to split the proceeds from sales of 5,000 NFTs with the magazine and the artists. NFTs are digital assets where ownership can be verified using blockchain technology, and they can be digital artworks worth anywhere from a few bucks to millions of dollars. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez sponsored the plan. A new city department coordinated the partnership, which will pay 56 artists to produce the NFTs. In the Florida Keys, you could land in jail for swiping protected seafood from the ocean. That's how seriously police and prosecutors in the Keys are with people who break conservation laws. A 51-year-old Houston man just learned about that after deputies say he stuffed queen conch in a bucket and inside a shirt. Queen conch are found in the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, the Bahamas, and Bermuda, but commercial and recreational harvest is generally banned in U.S. waters. And finally, in shopping news, as children enjoy their final weeks of school-free days, parents can now start thinking about tax-free days. The Florida back-to-school tax holiday is back, giving shoppers a break on select items. This year, those items include learning aids. Also new this year are higher price caps on items. Back-to-school supplies are exempt from sales tax across the state through August 7. The tax holiday is part of a $1.2 billion tax package passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Ron DeSantis in May. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.